From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Belgian police revealed Friday they found the fingerprint of a fugitive suspect in the November 13th Paris attack during a search of a Brussels apartment. Belgium's federal prosecutor's office said that investigators found Salah Abdeslam's fingerprint and three handmade belts that could have been used to carry explosives during a search that took place last month. They also found traces of explosives inside the apartment. A spokesman for the prosecutor's office said it was not clear when Abdeslam had visited the apartment and did not explain why officials waited a month to announce the discovery. A suspected U.S. drone strike Friday killed at least 17 Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan. Officials and residents said it occurred shortly after the extremist group beheaded seven people in the same area. The violence occurred in the remote Achin district of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. The volatile district is where IS is believed to have set up its strong bases. Provincial governor spokesman Aitullah Khogyani told VOA that six Taliban insurgents were among those beheaded by Daesh, the Arabic acronym for IS. He added that while the executions were being carried out, missiles fired by an unmanned U.S. aircraft hit the area, killing 17 Daesh fighters, including several key commanders. Sources tell VOA the beheadings took place in the afternoon, shortly after Friday prayers in front of local villagers. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is defending his new gun control initiative as a step towards saving lives while respecting the constitutional right of Americans to own a weapon. But Obama said during a town hall meeting Thursday, the powerful gun rights group, the National Rifle Association, is attempting to derail his message. Obama said the NRA is perpetuating the conspiracy that the federal government is trying to take away someone's gun.
I respect people who want a gun for self-protection, for hunting, for sportsmanship, but all of us can agree that it makes sense to do everything we can to keep guns out of the hands of people who would try to do others harm or to do themselves harm.
The president said loopholes in the current system do not keep someone from buying guns in one state without a background check and reselling those guns for a profit. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 292,000 jobs in December, a sign that the world's largest economy is growing at a solid pace. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the unemployment rate held steady at 5% for the third straight month. The data shows that wages grew at a tepid 2.5% over the past year. The job gains are far larger than most economists expected, with business services, construction, healthcare, and restaurants adding tens of thousands of workers. The mining sector, which includes the oil industry, continued to shed jobs due to low oil prices. After two sudden price drops that triggered a circuit breaker and shut down trading this week, Chinese stocks drifted in and out of positive territory Friday, but closed up at the end of the day. The mechanism to halt trading is intended to calm markets, but its use this week seemed to have an opposite effect. Chinese officials then suspended the circuit breaker rule late Thursday. During a volatile first week of 2016, China's stocks lost roughly 10% overall. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un received an irritating birthday gift Friday when South Korea resumed critical loudspeaker broadcasts along the border area. South Korea says the broadcasts are a countermaneuver to Pyongyang's recent nuclear tests that Seoul says violated an August agreement. Opponents of the loudspeaker broadcast say the tactic does nothing to help the two sides work through their differences. In response to the noise, North Korea's military has increased the number of troops deployed along the border. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.